I'm your host, MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood, America's first film Hollywood entertainment podcasting show, where blogging meets podcasting.
Hi, everyone. Another segment for Blog Talk Hollywood. I'm your host, MJ Ricardio, and we have special guests. And you know what? This particular celebrity, I've been following his career since 2014. And little did I know, he's still relevant. And he dressed up so many celebrities. To name a few, Carrie Underwood, Janet Jackson, Jenny Mai, to name a few. Please welcome to our show, Kenneth Barley.
Hi, everybody. Hi, MJ.
Hi, Kenneth. How are you? How you been?
Good. How are you? It's been a while.
Pretty good. It's nice catching up with you. Still look good.
You do too. I was like, what in care?
You look very... thank you. Thank you to Dr. Tez.
I know, right? This is also Dr. Tez.
Awesome. If you are watching this, Dr. Tez, you're amazing.
I know. We love you, Dr. Tez.
Yeah, so yeah, give us a little... I know this pandemic, everything changed. I know you've been really helping the community in terms of fashion. Tell us about your experience during pandemic last year.
So during pandemic, actually, back in 2020, I was looking at, you know, like New Year's time. I was looking at my schedule for the whole year and I was so excited about it because I was like, oh, this is like going to be a big year for me. I have so many amazing projects lined up. I have so many shows locally, internationally. So, you know, as a fashion designer, and it gives me the excitement to keep going. And then around, I think February, March, around those times, when the whole lockdown started, it was a scary moment because, you know, you're not allowed to go out. And then it gives you like these things about like, why are we not allowed to go out? And then when you turned on your TV, you're barely like seeing people dying left and right in every city, in every country. And then the moment you listen to it and then your city is getting affected, you're just like freaking out, you know? So those are like, I think the most like the scariest part of the pandemic for me is the whole adjustment from a very, very busy schedule. And then I remember I had about maybe a week or two before I recouped. And then that's when we started the whole face mask project. But yeah, and then up to today, we are still making them. We are still distributing them. So thank you so much to the community for always believing on the brand and for believing on my designs and the functionability of the things that I do. So I'm always grateful and blessed.
Wow, that's well said. I give you a lot of props for that, Kenneth, for doing that in our community. You know, despite of this, we were all affected with live events. So having said that, I know in the fashion industry, I know there's no more live events. Are you looking into virtual events right now?
So basically what keeps me busy, I mean, there is like a few projects that's asking us if we will be able to do the virtual and all the other like platforms. And I love how our industry, the fashion industry, that our creativity really comes out. No matter what's happening in the world, lockdown, pandemic, whatever it is, we find ways how to be fashionable. And, you know, that's always like an amazing thing, looking at like the silver lining in every situation, right? And I think this is that moment. But for me right now, I am so busy with other things like the behind the scene. So, and I'm just enjoying that at the moment. So I have so many like clients lined up for me doing photo shoots right now. So if we cannot do the fashion show, we're doing photo shoots where the numbers of people are more controlled. And we always follow like the whole limit numbers of people inside the building or outside the building, you know, things like that. And then also, doing things to the community still. Volunteering to so many outreach for handing out masks, handing out food. So I always try to keep myself busy and be helpful to the community.
That's amazing, Kenneth. I really, really admire you for doing that to the whole entire community, not just for the Filipino Americans, but, you know, in the community in general. And so having said that, let's talk about why did you choose those designs for Janet Jackson? It's very colorful. Give us some insight on that.
So actually, when their stylist approached our publicist, they were just like really like trying to celebrate, I think, the like they was every project, there's always like a theme. And for that particular project, it just happened that I have a great collection that kind of goes to the theme. And I guess, you know, that was just like my moment to shine. And they were able to pull out like almost the whole entire collection from our publicist, and we ship it to New York, and then they use it for the music video. And, you know, as a fashion, I mean, she is an icon, and for being a fashion, an upcoming fashion designer, that's like a dream come true for me. So watching it over and over again, watching my collections moving in the video, it's so unreal. It's so surreal to see that it's happening in my career, in my age right now, and in this lifetime, that I'm able to do what I love to do and keep doing it still. And there's still so many blessings and projects coming up. So I'm happy.
I know. I saw the video and I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And also, you're making a big splash last year with Jenny Mai with that gown. Can you tell us about what was your inspiration making that amazing gown with Jenny Mai?
Oh, so, well, that's like our red carpet debut moment, I would say, right? Because I attended the Golden Globes as well that year. And then I didn't watch the live coverage, because when you are in the carpet, there's so much things going on and you're getting pulled left and right, you know, talking to people. So when I only saw the photos when my phone is literally blowing up. I'm getting tagged left and right, you know, E! News even like putting us the main video for like a full on week. And it was just like amazing. And then that collection was actually inspired from my Havana collection. So I wanted to bring in some Latin cultures there. I still wanted to bring in some rich fabric, some flavor to the collection, basically. So that is that collection, right? And then when she wore it, I've heard there's around 200 or 300 other dresses that she tried on, and she fell in love with my collection. She fell in love with that particular dress, and we got the best dress in Golden Globes along with the biggest top designer in the world right now. Next to, I think we have Elisa, we have Vera Wang Custom Maids, we have along with Calvin Klein's costumes. So for me, as a new upcoming designer, you know, and particularly being Filipino, it's such an honor to be able to do that and see it firsthand, how like just your dreams is starting to come true. And you just, it's just like, you know, like when the light just like comes out there, it's just there. I don't know. It's so hard to explain. I am like, every time I think about it, it still gives me chills.
Yeah, that's well said, Kenneth. Really, really congratulates you with all your success. And now, any plans of making new collection? I know it's 2021 now. And what are your inspiration right now to make this new collection?
So we released our 2021 spring summer collection last year during pandemic. So I switch up my game. Instead of creating couture collections when there is no event, I still wanted to give my fans, my followers, something to enjoy despite of not being able to go out. And I think that's when we created a whole ready-to-wear collection of our bomber jackets, our matching mask along with it. You know, we created like, and we're trying to be creative in any way so that our followers, our clients always enjoyed something from Kenneth Barless collection. So we did that and it was amazing response, because now we basically are sold out and it's barely happening that spring summer of 2021 is about to happen, but the collection is all sold out.
Wow, congrats. And I still remember attending one of your fashion shows. I think, that was 2014. That was amazing. Yep. Experience.
Years old.
I hope to get to really attend again with that. And it's going to be an amazing event. It's fantastic. And having said that, I know I've seen the dress for Carrie Underwood. It's a bit edgy. Can you tell us a story about that?
So I guess this is that collection when my publicist pushed me to get out of my comfort zone, right? Because I'm always so like into dreamy, it's so whimsical. And then that particular collection, my publicist, my team, sit down and let me have it, right? They're like, Kenneth, not everybody can like wear the big dresses. Do something that is fun and young and hip. And the next thing I know, Carrie Underwood wear it, like right after that, the runway. So, you know, sometimes like people around me that always pushes me to get out of my comfort zone, I always, always treasure that, because those are the same people that always wanted the best of the brand. And yeah, like from that collection, now like I'm more comfortable on trying out new things and trying to be more edgier and trying to be sexy. So I'm trying to do all these things, but still able to collect and show what Kenneth Barless is all about. Because I don't want it to just be like the last season's collection that you're just like, oh, it's great, but then what's new? What's next? And in the fashion world, you always have to be good in every collection, because one day you're in, the next day you're out.
That's well said, Kenneth. And now, having said that, who are those celebrities would you like to dress up still? Can you give us some names?
Well, I think my ultimate celebrity since day one that I started this career is always going to be Anne Hathaway. And I keep telling myself that I didn't make it yet to the Hollywood scene until I will dress her. So despite of so many A-list celebrities that we've worked, we've dressed from their music video and to photo shoots, you know, like covers of magazines, until then, I still don't get the validation that I made it to Hollywood. So I am hoping that one day, and I'm working really hard to achieve that. So hopefully, Anne Hathaway, if you're watching, you're listening, wear me, please, in one of your carpets moment.
Hey, you'll never know. You'll never know. But you know what? Here in Blog Talk Hollywood, you made it in Hollywood. That's all we can say.
Thank you.
Yes, and we are always so proud of you. You know what, Kenneth, any piece of advice to new designer?
I think it's always going to be loving what you do. I think it's not just for the new designers, but for everyone out there. You know, life is too short. And obviously, pandemic showed that no matter how much money you make or less money you make, we are all equal. So if you are a new designer or you're trying to branch out to be a fashion designer, as long as you are enjoying and you love this industry, give it your 100% or sometimes 200% if they only require 100. Because at the end of the day, as long as you're enjoying it, it's never been a work. It's never been a job for me for the last 9 years that I've been doing this. You know, and it shows also that when you love what you're doing, you can be creative. You're willing to take any chances you take, and to take those risks is always scary. But, you know, but the it's always amazing to have that. I mean, and just keep going, you know, don't get discouraged just because you didn't get it on that first try. Keep trying and trying and trying.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, that's amazing, Kenneth. And invite everyone on your social media or your website.
Yeah. So if you haven't followed me yet, please follow me on my Instagram. It's Real Kenneth Barless, not the fake one. It's the real one, as well as our Facebook. And yeah, visit our website if you wanted something from us. It's going to be kennethbarless.com. And we ship all over the world, basically. But I think if you are in the U.S., right now, we are offering free shipping.
Well, thank you so much for your precious time, Kenneth, for giving us this opportunity to be in our show.
Thank you for having me, MJ. Nice seeing you again.